Hospitalitychain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, Hospitalitychain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace. Welcome, everybody, to the Fell Into Food podcast. I am your host, Chef Jeff Bell. We're here live in the Embakis Digital Media Content Kitchen with me, Jeremy from Carry Foods. And we've got a really interesting episode today as we're going to actually be concocting stuff to make it a little more aesthetically pleasing. So if you want to watch, you can see us make some really cool on-trend beverages. But first, we're just going to kind of go over to Jeremy and kind of say, one, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And two, let's talk one little bit. Who is Jeremy? And then we'll talk who's Carry Foods? Because a lot of people, they're, in my opinion, one of the largest food manufacturers that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
So let's start with your background and then jump into Carry Foods.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks. So Jeremy Kamens, I work for Carry, like you said, and I run the Central United States from a sales perspective. So that goes all the way from the Dakotas down to Texas. So I definitely live here in the Chicagoland area, but I've considered Texas really to be my second home at this point. I have a long background in food service, been in sales a lot. I've worked for some big CPG companies, Kraft, Keurig, and really most recently Carry. So a lot of experience in the sales side, particularly on the food service, which is what I'm passionate about as you are, and also really enjoy. From a Carry perspective, as Jeff said, we're the largest. I say the same thing. I think that's why you got that, right? So it's like the largest food company that nobody's ever heard of. And give you kind of the real background, but there's so many products that you buy at the grocery stores or you take home, or even in some of the big food service chains that we're a part of. We do a lot of creation, a lot of ideation with a lot of the big companies. Beverage is really going to be the focus today, but we've got a lot of customers that we work with. We work with Starbucks, Dunkin', McDonald's, in a real broad perspective. And then we deal with a lot of the companies as well as ingredients. So we have 18,000 products that we're a part of.
Wow.
Globally, which is huge. We're a huge global company headquartered in Ireland. So in Europe, really, really big. North American headquarters in Wisconsin, of all places, Beloit, Wisconsin. So, very, very involved in ideation with customers. And a lot of R&D. So we've got 1,000+ scientists. If you go to our headquarters in Beloit, where you've been,
you've got
just as many people running around in lab coats as we do folks in like polos or whatnot as well. And that's because we're so committed to taste and nutrition, working with our customers to make better for you products without sacrificing taste, lower sugar. Nutritionals are big. So we do a lot of work in that space. And then we have some brands that we're going to talk about later or throughout this podcast as well that we really represent, and then a ton of behind the scenes stuff that we do.
Yeah. And I just want to mention the Ideation Kitchen, whatever you guys call it up there in Beloit, it is something to see because it is an experience. The one, the presentation room that feels like you're in this, like, I don't even know, this bubble of presentation mode. So it's an experience. But then you also then go out into the kitchen area and you've got chefs behind and it's like, try this. Hey, we're experimenting this and let us know your honest thoughts. And some things I tried and I was like, I don't know about that. And they're like, great. Thanks for the feedback. This is what we need, honest feedback.
Yep.
And I think a couple of those have maybe been scrapped at one point, but
they were
the beverage
feedback.
Yeah. Right. But then from a beverage standpoint, it's like, okay, well, what are you concocting? You've got mixologists, you know, beverage chefs, if you will, that this is what they do for a living. And that's, it's amazing. But it's a personable experience where it doesn't feel like this just big presentation. It's like, no, like, let's get our hands dirty. Let's actually work with the product and see what's going to work, what's not going to work, because ultimately it's what's best for the customer. Right?
Yep. Yeah. And really, I mean, most of what I spend my time doing is not trying to sell, you know, a product or a flavor, like, you know, one of the items we got here, right? It's like, I'm trying to sell a solution and an idea. And I think that's key, right? So I think when you're talking about, okay, like, what are the key ideas? What are the trends that we're seeing? And then how do we help our customers get into that as easy as possible?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to be able to do here today with, you know, the multiple concepts that we're talking about, trying to keep it somewhat simple, but then really on trend and versatile in terms of our products. So I try not to go in and say, okay, everybody's got a vanilla syrup, for instance, right? We have multiple competitors out there. But what we try to do is really say, okay, well, you know, we're talking about boba, or we're talking about, like we'll be doing in a minute, or we're talking about this trend in terms of, you know, the dirty soda trends, talk about men as well. That's really what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, and how do I get you in it? And when customers see how easy it is, which we're gonna, I think, show today, I think then they're like, oh wow. And hopefully there'll be some of that moment.
Yeah. And as well. I want to say, like, again, no endorsements, nothing, but like DVG, the syrup, right? After trying it, seeing the quality of it, looking at the label, that's what I use in my personal home.
Yeah, thank you.
I get it off of Amazon.
Appreciate that.
That's where it comes from. But that's what I use because of going through all the products. I'm like, you know what? This is a bet. It's still sugary, you know, flavored syrup, but it's the best that I can find. And so that's what I'm going to put. That's what I want to put in my body. So I just have to throw that out there that I love the DVG. Well, maybe let's talk about what we've got going on here first, and then we'll dive into maybe some of those concepts and what's on trend.
Yep.
Get your water back here,
too. Oh, yeah. Move that out of the way. So I think we've got really two areas of focus here. I don't know if I'm getting off camera there.
No, you're good.
Okay. So two areas of focus here. We've got our Big Train Dragonfly line. So what this is we have a Big Train is one of the brands that we represent in the food service side of our business. And within that brand, we have a sub brand called Dragonfly. And really what that is an Asian inspired flavor line that really gets customers into the boba tea business without being like a true boba shop where they've got, you know, the traditional, all the teas that they have. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at customers that maybe want to have an offering here. And then we've got three flavors that I brought, just three of the bigger sellers, a taro, which is our number one selling item here. And taro is, I'm sure people know, but it's you can see the picture here too, right there. It's a root vegetable, actually, in the family of like a sweet potato. And it has a nice purple hue to it, which you'll see when we blend it up here in a minute, which is nice. So the color's great. And that's our number one seller. We have coconut here as well, which is our number two seller. And then a green tea product as well. We have other flavors within the Dragonfly line that we're not going to be sampling today. But these are three really good ones to start off with.
Yeah. And you mentioned boba. So what we've got is we have the kind of traditional poppin' instant, is that they're called poppin' boba, right?
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people use nowadays. But also what I went out and got was some white and black actual tapioca pearls. So I actually picked these up at the local Asian market. You can get them off of Amazon pretty readily nowadays. But it's because there's two different textures. These are more traditional. They got chewy type flavor. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is my first time actually cooking this exact type. So I cooked up the white ones, you know, so we've got those here ready to go, which was interesting. And they have a traditional tapioca, you know, when people hear tapioca, they think, right, tapioca pudding, right? And it's just a micro version of what these are essentially.
Yep.
So I already pre-cooked these, but I wanted to, on camera, actually cook these black ones. So it's basically like per cup of these pearls, 10 cups of water. They go right into the boiling water. You kind of let them wait till they float to the top. We're going to drop it down to like a medium heat. I'm going to cover it with my fancy, pan that I have over here, and then kind of just show that process of, it takes a little more work to do this, but to show that, you know, when you go and get your boba, most places probably have both available to their customer. Maybe not. I know the poppin' is more kind of today's trend, if you will, but I want to personally and try them as well to see how it kind of turns out. So we're going to get those cooking while Jeremy keeps talking about this kind of boba trend and what we're going to do with all the different bobas.
Yeah. So, I mean, boba is one of those things. If you're not like a traditional bubble tea shop, boba is one of those trends that we're seeing huge over the last 4 years. It's grown 70% menu penetration within the food service industry in the last 4 years. And that's enormous. So when we talk about ways for customers to capture, you know, new experiences, new customers attract new customers. Certainly that's the kind of thing that people are very interested in. In fact, I don't know if we've talked about this or not, but we do Coffee Fest every year, four regional ones throughout the United States. This year's going to be in New Orleans, but last year we did Louisville and we had multiple stations set up at Coffee Fest. We had Energy, which is really big. We had smoothies. We had kind of more of your traditional syrups and flavorings. Mm-hmm. And then we had a boba station. And hands down, that station had lines the entire show. And the question I got, and these were coffee shops, was how do I get in and how do I do boba?
Yeah.
Like, where do I get the boba pearls? You know, what do I do when customers say, you know, if we get some negative reaction to like the tapioca pearls because of the texture, and then that's where you can provide the pop-in solution, which we've got here. We've got mango and we've got passion fruit. So, but you're right. I think it's important because it really depends, because a traditional boba, you're going to want the tapioca pearl.
Right.
And texture's big, and mouthfeel and the experience of kind of eating and drinking at the same time is something that I think helps provide as well. So I like them both.
Do you think it generationally it has an effect?
Yeah.
Would you say, you know, potentially an older crowd would want more of traditional, and then your newer Gen Z below, or, you know, that it's what?
Poppin's really popular. Poppin's popping with the kids.
Right.
So if they don't like that, say, oh, I don't like boba. So this is what I try to, I was like, okay, what don't you like about boba? Usually it's, I don't like it because I had it and I didn't like the chewy consistency of the pearls as I was drinking them through the straw. Then when they try the poppin, they get all the different flavors, strawberry, mango, passion fruit. They're like, oh, this is great. It's like a sweet treat for them that they can add. So you definitely see more of the traditionalists, maybe more concerned with health, want to go with more tapioca, less sugar. And then kids tend to gravitate more towards the poppin', but I like them both. So
yeah, I'm a big fan. I like that chewy texture.
Yeah.
I mean, these were good. I tried it before, and just that little micro burst in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, that's I think in the right drink, but I just like to chew on stuff. You know, I'm one of those, like, if I get ice in my drink, I'm gonna sit there and chew on ice. Just that chewy.
Yeah.
All right. So this guy, we're gonna now let it set for a couple minutes, and then we'll pull these pearls out. So you want to make the first drink? Let's go jump right in and start making.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we'll do everything blended today. I think for the boba is just the easiest for us. We're going to do taro. We're going to do green tea and coconut. I think we'll start with taro since it's the most popular.
Okay.
And then, we can maybe start with the pearls or the poppin. Matter to me either way. And then, so all we're going to do here is we have a cup. We're making a double recipe here so that we can get 2 16-ounce portions, one for Jeff and one for myself. So we've got a cup pre-measured of each of the three flavors here. Super easy. And then we're going to add milk because it's a little bit creamier than water. You get a choice. So you can either choose milk or water. I like to do milk, particularly when I'm doing displays.
Just do you think it's higher fat content? I went whole because I like that fat, that richness.
Yeah.
Obviously probably gives you a lot more flavor than. But you could probably use 2% or skim if you wanted. If you can use water, then, I mean, all you're doing is adding fat content. But I just think that whole milk would probably give it the best rich experience.
Yeah, and then thickness, too. I like it better than water. It's kind of like when you make hot cocoa, right? Like, you can make it with milk or water, but what do you prefer?
Right, right.
And if you have an allergen, of course, then you can use alternative dairy as well. So,
all right. So while he's doing that, I'm going to pull these boba pearls out the best that I can as they're swimming around the pan. Get them into just ice water, just to kind of help stop that process, shock those. And throughout, I'll probably have to disappear and help rinse that container out for you.
Yeah, this is way too much.
So how much ice did we add? Again, we're doing double recipes, so keep that in mind. So what, 20?
So 24 ounces of ice.
Okay, and that's volume, obviously. Yep. So depending on your ice, it's gonna vary, right? You use different types of ice. If you're using chip ice versus the pearl ice versus, you know, just store bought ice, that can obviously vary a little bit. Which need the other measuring cup?
Yeah, probably got it.
Then we're just gonna do 10 ounces of a liquid. In this case, we're choosing whole milk. The other thing too, and maybe this is a known thing, but, you know, having done this for a number of years, you always do the liquids first before you get to any of the powders. Ice is okay because we like to blend that up, but we don't put the powders on top. If you put the powder in first and then put it, then when you're mixing in, sometimes it tends to stick and cake at the bottom. So
the hard way.
Yeah.
I actually will tend to put the liquid and then I'll put the powder and I'll ice on top.
Yeah.
To help kind of like push it down.
I could have pre-blended it. Yeah.
You kind of get, and obviously if you kick it up too high, it'll then cake off to the sides. One of those weird, weird things of blenders.
Okay, and then again, this is just a cup of the taro dragonfly mix.
All right, and while he's finishing that, so I pulled out some of the black, and it says to toss in honey or sugar, which I'm assuming is to help from it sticking. So I'm just trying to follow their directions to do the best, and then we can try them with it. And I think it just gives that extra little bit of flavor because these aren't really sweetened, so they're almost just like a plain tapioca. So we've got both of those pearls when we're ready. All right, so we're all blended up. So
yep.
So what, you know, do you scoop in pearls? Yep. Do you scoop in?
Yeah, one scoop of pearls usually depends how big the cup is. I think we're going a little small here. Yeah. So
whatever you
think,
we can we can mix and match.
Do you want to do black and white?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Or do you want to try one in?
Well, we can put both in one, right?
Sure. Technically. I don't see why not.
And then you just suck up the one you want.
Yeah, unless you want to show the color differences.
Yeah, I mean, so your black, it's rich. It's really dark in color. And then the white, obviously, you know, it's more traditional. And when I was at this Asian market, actually, they had rainbow. They had like a green tea flavor. They had multiple flavors. There was probably 10 different varieties of these pearls.
Oh, wow.
So you could really get crazy if you wanted to. So yeah, go ahead and whatever you're thinking. Again, I don't know how much you're supposed to put in.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, the exact amount. Like, I think that's probably a little bit much, but...
Okay.
Then
that just goes right on top.
Yeah, so I'll pour yours first. So, again, this is the Taro. Love this product, not just because it's the most popular, but it's the color that really pops here. So you've got a nice purple hue you can see. Looks like I've got a crack in my cup. Might need another cup. Thanks. So you can see the boba at the bottom, which is part of the experience. I think that you've got a crack in yours too.
Well, you know,
yeah. Wouldn't be perfect. What are you gonna do? I like the black just because I think it shows up a little bit. And then of course the big boba straws. So you do the thick straws.
You gotta suck it through, right?
You can
that's the whole point, right?
That is the whole point.
Okay. So yeah, I mean the color is great. I mean that vibrant purple color, and then again we'll put some in with these
maybe we'll do that with the coconut. That was probably be good. For the coconut flavor.
I like the chewy.
You like the chewy?
I like the chewy. I mean, I want to try it with both, but.
What do you think of the taro?
Flavor's really good. Like, it's excellent. For me, when we're talking beverage, you know, too sweet is something that, like, it just throws me off.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not. I don't think it's too sweet. It doesn't hit my mouth where it's like, all right. That's just too much sugar. And I think with these pearls anyways, it helps offset that because they're more neutral. So as you bite into them and chew them, you don't get as much sweetness as you potentially would with the other two. Wipe up here real quick.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love this one. This is the one I think I was telling you before we jumped on, like.
These are correct.
I always lead with this because like the color, the taste, taro is just so. On trend and like what screams boba better than taro? It's like that's what you traditionally think of with that bubble tea, that milk, you know, tea that you traditionally get at a bubble tea place. So
what I want to do, honestly, is I want to put a little bit, I want to try these and see what it's like.
With taro?
Yeah. Oh. I want to try it all. Because I think, in my opinion, the best way to really understand what works and what doesn't is to truly try it all the different ways. It's a mix, but. Just kind of pour out what you can, what we've got left. Because there's no way we're going to drink all this.
No, not if we want to
make it through the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, this is number one, so.
All right, rinse that here in a second. So I'm going to.
So we got two poppin' bobas. We've got passion fruit and mango. I don't know which one you put in that one. Maybe you can
take. I put both.
Okay.
See, it's good, but I feel like I don't get an experience with. The poppin', right? As soon as it hits my mouth, it dissipates. And I don't know. It's like a fidget spinner almost, you know, that nervous thing. It's like, oh, I got something to chew on. Yeah, it just pops in my mouth. Personally, I think I'm still a fan of the traditional
tapioca.
The tapioca. Just from that chew. I get it. It would make sense. You're constantly getting those pop bursts in your mouth. Totally get it. So kind of tee up what the next one is. I'm gonna go rinse this out for you.
Okay.
So that way we got a clean one. So I'm going to pop off camera. But if you want to tee up kind of the next one.
Yep. So sticking with boba, right? So we've obviously tried all the tapiocas and the different popping. We're going to go, I think we'll do coconut next. I think that's probably a fun one to do. So same exact process in terms of ingredients, just pre-measured. You're obviously going to see a more white, creamy color here when we do this one versus the vibrant purplish. Taro color, and this is more traditional coconut. Again, this is all about, right? This is all about sticking with those traditional boba flavors We actually have a lychee product as well. That's a cool one to try too. It's really, you know, fits into that flavor. I do too. But some people don't like lychee too. So then some people are like, I don't know about that. So
it's all about flavor preference and what people like. And that's what's beautiful. Having a variety is that you can pick and choose what you want.
It works pretty well. Oh, making an ice mess over here, Jeff.
And on these boba pearls, one is the whites are a little smaller than the black. The black's supposed to be like a black sugar, but it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really taste a whole lot of difference. It might be a little sweeter, but I think neither one.
You chose those, I think you said, because
I like that chewy texture in my mouth. I just went more traditional because these are probably what you would see more. But again, they've got rainbow, green tea, a variety. So, I mean, a place we really play around with different varieties that are available and see what are the best blends. And that's, again, I think it all comes back to tasting, testing, what works, what doesn't work, to see what your customers might or might not like, right? You do an LTO and it's like, hey, we're trying out this pearl, that pearl to this flavor, and let your customer decide, right? We all have our personal preference, but that doesn't mean that that's what the customer's going to want.
Right. Well, I think that's the other thing too, is you get versatility here, right? You've got a couple, and that's, I think, been the draw to Poppin too, is you can add strawberry, mango, different flavors to it and get a little bit more customization of your drink. But again, like I just tell everybody, right? Like you got options,
right?
So, all right, I'm going to do this real quick.
Okay.
Kind of clean as I go here. All right.
It's the way of the kitchen.
I know. For those of us that
Are around it in
that's
it.
That's right.
I'm just set yours up here for now.
That's what we got to do.
So then we can kind of evenly pour and see how,
okay,
how that is. I'm gonna grab a couple more straws.
Awesome.
So I'm going to be sipping on these
while we get coconut.
You big fan of coconut?
I do like coconut. Although I had a mochi last night when I had my poke bowl,
mm-hmm,
and I realized I don't like coconut in my is it mochi? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mochi.
Mochi. Mochi. I think.
Mochi.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Okay. And so I realized I didn't like it. I like coconut. I just didn't like the shreds in my ice cream.
All right.
So. This one's a little bit thinner. I think it just added a little bit less ice. All
the black pearls coming up look pretty cool too through the straw. Come on.
I kind of like the Poppin in this one better than the taro a little bit. Just the flavor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I think it just, I don't know, gives it a different, I don't know. Yeah, to each thing, it's just that one had just right with the chewiness. This one, yeah, I think I agree that the Poppin just gave it a little bit more, I don't know, something.
Yeah, a little bit of flavor because coconut's, you know, maybe not as. I will say this too. I think it's important to point out, like, it doesn't just have to be blended. We can pour these over ice, same process, and just mix them up.
Okay.
I personally like to do blended just because I think it's just a personal preference. Plus, it's summer, right? And I think, you know, we want to kind of get into it and do a seasonal offering here. Frozen drinks are, this is definitely the time for it, and so I like to sample it this way, but definitely can do it over ice as well and just mix it up. So,
and you can also do hot, right? Is there the option to do hot?
Yeah, not really. Not so much for this. No, I mean, like, I think that's when you get into more of the traditional teas.
Got it. Okay.
Right. And really, we're not really trying to play in that space, right? The traditional business that's building its business on this concept, they're doing it. This is getting everybody else that wants to do it and, you know, is thinking about offering, you know, something. It's one of the fastest growing trends we're seeing right now in the beverage industry. There's really like three big ones, macro trends, and this is one of them. And part of it is because of that, like we said, eating and drinking at the same time, the texture, the experience, it's a big deal.
Well, it's always been a part when you went to fine dining or eating, right? You pair up properly with the proper beer, the proper wine, the proper whiskey, mixed drink, whatever, to enhance your experience, especially when you go to a finer dining establishment. It's part of the experience. But I think that's coming into the more mainstream of like, let's complement the food with your beverage, not just to drink a beverage to drink a beverage.
Right.
All right, so the last one.
Last one's green tea.
Green tea. I feel like it's going to be there. You love it or you hate it type flavor.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're gonna find out.
This is an item that I've literally not tried in our portfolio. So we'll try it together for the first time. Which goes to show you can actually sell items that you've actually never even tried, if you understand, if you're selling an idea, right? So right. I have tried coconut and taro, though. So I'm not completely terrible at my job. I think cool thing, too, of this is just like with the taro, you looked at the powder and it was like a slight tint of green, yeah. Right when I held it up.
Yeah, yep.
Look at this.
That is green. That's like Shamrock Shake. Like you can almost pass it off, you know, St. Patty's Day.
I love it. I mean, I would say this too, right? You see this in the energy drinks big time, right? You go, whether it be in our industry or then also just go to, you know, just a gas station or go any like 7-Eleven or whatever. And the energy drinks, it's color, like it's flavor, but man, it's like, what's the color? And now we're, and this isn't new eating with your eyes, but like colors matter and you want vibrant colors, want the ones that pop. I think this is one of those for sure.
And so now this is an item that anyone can serve, really. It's just powder, ice.
Yeah.
Again, you don't need special equipment.
And a liquid.
And a liquid to complement it, which I think you could go in a lot of directions, you know, depending on what you're trying to achieve.
Well, that's what I was saying. Is like you can go alt milk if you want, or you can do water if you're trying to. Personally, I like the creaminess of the dairy, which we added. So.
It's not too green tea-y. You know what I mean? A green tea can be very.
Yeah,
as his face is.
Well, I've never tried it, so this one's fun for me because. Okay, so I think I'm gonna like pop in on this one because of the tea component.
I agree. I think it gives it an added sweetness.
Yeah, this is probably the least sweet of the three. Would you think? Do you think so or no?
Yeah, I would say probably this, then the taro, and then the coconut is probably the sweet. It tasted the sweetest to me, anyways. But I like the bursting one in this one too.
Yeah, I really do. It tastes like you're kind of having like a flavored tea.
Yeah. Not just
right.
A regular tea. Interesting. So yeah, so again, different drinks, different types, flavors. You're gonna get different types of what you like. Popping, traditional. So it really depends, you know, what you're looking for. All right, we done with the blender?
I think we're done with the blender.
Okay.
I think I made a mess of it.
That's fine. I'll get this cleaned up and maybe we'll tee up for the next trend or what you're seeing, you know, out there. This was a new one to me. I think we're going dirty sodas, right?
Yep.
Something I've never heard of. So maybe explain what a dirty soda is. And I don't know if you can know origin or why it's kind of popular right now.
Yeah. So I think, so a little bit in terms of, you know, dirty sodas explained to me. So one very, very popular item as well, one that we're really starting to dabble and get into and push forward. Boba's been one of those trends we've really seen for, I'd say, probably last 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. right? And we still got plenty of room to grow here, I think, with the boba trend. But dirty soda is something we're seeing a lot more now. It's something we're talking a lot more in that drive-through coffee space. So, we don't have a lot of these places in Chicago, unfortunately. I don't know what our deal is, but you've got like the Dutch Brothers of the world. People may be familiar with Seven Brew is a customer that I deal with quite a bit as well. These are, you know, hundreds of units spread out depending on where the origin is. And it's, you know, the drive-through based coffee, and they've got all of this as an option. So you've got, you know, Energy is a big platform, but then they've got that Italian soda. So something you might have been familiar with. So country of origin, I guess, would be Italy, right?
Right.
The Italian sodas. And that's something that we've seen kind of building up where you're just taking what we're going to do here with Sprite and then you're adding different flavors. Really easy. But what we're seeing a ton now is adding a dairy component. So what makes it a dirty Italian soda or a dirty soda in the industry is adding a dairy component. So you're seeing that trend really big with those. And those are the kind of customers that are really trending and setting the trends in the beverage industry from a food service perspective. So we're trying to tap into that and say, okay, how can we help? This one's easy. I mean, the last one, no blender needed, right? Okay. You're literally just taking some sort of a soda. In this case, we're going to use Sprite because it's going to help us with the colors a little bit more. But you can do it with any soda. You can even just do it with club soda.
If
you find that this becomes too sweet and you're like, hey, maybe I want to tailor it down because we're going to be adding three different Da Vinci syrups to this. And then we're going to be using our Da Vinci sweet cream as our dairy component. You can really use any dairy component as well. Why I use this one, besides the fact this is the one I sell, this is here my shameless plug, is this is the only shelf-stable cream in the industry. So you've got a 100% cream product that is shelf-stable. So you look at those kind of faster places or whatever where you can just quickly, pump of this, three pumps of that, a couple pumps of this. On top, now we've got a nice dirty soda, so that's why it provides a lot of versatility, particularly if you don't have a lot of refrigeration. You need it to be on top. So it's a really unique product that we have. We're going to use that today because it's fine, but we can really use any dairy component for that.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's do the first one here. So we just, again, there's no measurement, right? It's just kind of...
So, yeah, it's supposed to be 8 ounces of a soda.
Okay, so we've got 12, so we'll
and we'll probably put it over ice normally, but in this case, let's do one without ice just so we can show it.
Yeah.
So it looks like for every 8 ounces or so of soda, depends, we've got 5 ounces of Sprite and then 3. And the other thing, too, is you can add a few different ones. So this is 6 ounces-ish.
It's about 8 ounces.
Oh, this is 8 ounces?
Yeah, it's 8 ounces.
All right, cool. So 8 ounces of whatever your soda is. We've got 3 different flavors. I like to show these are 3 newer flavors that are on trend, and also vibrant colors. Again, kind of getting back to that, what's gonna pop when we're doing that. So we've got a prickly pear DVG syrup. This is, again, one of our newer flavors here. It's going to have that nice red, the nice red hue that we're going to show here in a minute. We've also got... blue raspberry. So blue raspberry is not a new flavor for us or anybody really in the industry, but blue makes a great drink. It's very bright and really, really shows well here in this segment as well. And then we've got a really new one that we've developed in line with this, but then also energy, and it's called sour gummy. And so this is kind of fun. So it's going to have a little bit different flavor. Really good with energy drinks, but also in this case, so I wanted to try that one today as well.
And there's one hidden behind.
I
want to give it a mention.
Okay. Boysenberry. So another new flavor. Do you know what boysenberry is?
I do and I don't.
Okay. All right. It is a Pacific Northwest berry.
Is it the same as almost like a Marionberry to a degree?
It looks like one on the package. So.
I didn't know if it was the same type thing. If it was.
Yeah. It's. I know it's really popular in the Pacific Northwest, and it's like, we're trying to like bring stuff, from the coast into the Midwest. And so it's a flavor that we've launched as well. We can put that in there too and try it if you want. So let's do blue raspberry first.
Okay.
So I think we've got 8 ounces. And so you're looking at about 1 ounce of syrup of any variety, and then about 1 ounce of cream as well.
And now with yours, what is like kind of a pump equate to?
Yeah. So for the syrups, it's 1/4 ounce. So we can do 3 or 4 pumps.
Okay.
I like to do 3. It calls for 4. But yeah, as you can see, right up, I think this is good. So you get the blue and we'll see this. So, okay, right now you're just basically with an Italian soda and you put this over ice. Again, this could be a club soda if we find that this is too sugary, or if you want to do a diet Sprite or whatever. Again, versatility here. This is, we talked about the drive-through coffee space, right, where it's really taking off. But really, I think about it in terms of any restaurant. Yeah. Right. And the restaurant's like, hey, I've got Sprite. I've got this. How do I upsell? Right. And then maybe I have free refills. Maybe I don't. And you're looking at, roughly 25 cents worth of syrup.
Right. It's next to nothing. It's right. Shelf stable. It's just a few pumps. You're not really doing anything extra for that upsell.
And then now you've got a nice blue and, flavor. So again, Italian soda. You're going to take 1 ounce of this. Now, these are 1/2 ounce pumps. So I'm going to put 2 of these in here. That's crazy. Okay, you see that?
Yeah.
So now that makes it a dirty soda.
Okay.
By definition, right? And again, we usually do this over ice, so we would have had a little bit of fill there. But why don't you try that?
Okay. I mean, it just looks interesting. Once you put that cream in there, it really muddied up the, it infused with it. That's delicious.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to Do we have a, you want to try a straw and like,
oh, just stir it up and see.
Let's stir it up, see if it makes any difference. Not sure it'll make much difference, but
a little bit. You get more of the that cream because it kind of wanted to go to the bottom.
No, sweetness.
It's up there.
It's up there.
It's up there in the sweetness in my category.
I know.
My kids would drink this all day.
Yeah.
Me, I don't think I could. It's just, it's got, it's sweet, right? Yep. Between, you know, adding the cream, the actual syrup, you know, and then you've got Sprite. I would be interested, you know, I should have brought some club soda to try just what it would be, kind of almost that neutral, right?
Yep.
That negative neutral that gives you that baseline. Yep. And again, with testing, and I'm no scientific chef, but that's what I always do. What's the baseline? And then how do I then incorporate and kind of figure out what I want from that?
Now we're using the huge boba straws. We clearly don't need to use those, but but again, it's fun. I think it reminds me of a cream soda.
It does, right? Yeah. Instead of an orange dreamsicle, you
yeah,
it's blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry
sickle, yes, if you will.
So let's try well, we're gonna try them all, but let's try prickly pear.
Now, how long has that one been on the market?
So this one is, we launched back half of last year.
Okay.
So less than a year. We kind of launched at the same time that we launched the Boysenberry. Sour Gummy's been out slightly longer. Again, we're trying to capture that energy drink. It's one of the most popular items that we have mixed with energy, which we're not focused on today, but another big trend. And then Prickly Pear is one we're seeing a lot in the bar space as well. So great thing about our products, we always put everything in, as we say, we have everything to partner with customer from barista to bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done a little bit of, I think, more of the barista side today.
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of more, but like we do a lot with the spirit industry as well. So we have a lot of bar syrups. We have a lot, like Prickly Pear is great with like a margarita. That's something okay. pretty easy,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So it really plays pretty well. So I'm going to do three again.
And again, now, a customer could adjust, right?
Now it's pink.
Right? It's got that light hue to it. I'd be interested with that one because it's yeah. already a lighter color. But someone could adjust if they say, you know, what they're trying to achieve.
Sure.
I only want to go two pumps or vice versa.
Yeah, or maybe I want a variety of flavors, right? So a lot of the recipes that we'll have that we'll hand out is one pump of this, one not necessarily these three, but
right.
one pump of each of these. And now you've got
different, you know, combos.
Right. And whatever you want to label it as. And, you know, obviously like yellow and blue make green. So then you get different colors as well. Right. Pink's big. I mean, it's really big. I mean, right now, or it's been going on the Stanley craze, particularly with the female demographic.
Yep.
I mean, the pink Stanleys are where they were selling off the shelves for Christmas and everything. So pink is a color that's definitely, I don't want to say it's just for women by any means. I like pink. But it's definitely a very popular color right now. Okay. So
and then we need to put two pumps of the creamer in.
Yeah. Right? Go ahead. Two full pumps.
It's so smooth and it doesn't drip. You know, a lot of times it can be all nasty and get everywhere. It's clean.
I do think a little mix doesn't hurt though.
No.
To be honest.
It's interesting.
So I don't know what this one tastes like.
I don't feel like it's as sweet. So it's not as, you know, pack in the punch.
Yeah. And we usually do this over ice, so.
But it's pretty neutral. Like, I don't think it, again, it's got a little bit of that flavor.
So Sour Gummy, this is going to be a candy type flavor. A lot of times we'll garnish this literally with the gummy worms. That's fun. So now again, you have opportunity to make, you know, particularly for maybe kids or whatever,
added value. This would be a good value in the education space.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously it's got sugar in it, but
well, that's
high schools, higher ed, where they're consuming that kind of beverage anyways.
Yeah.
A nice spin on something, like you said, and just throwing a gummy worm in there. It would be a cool
presentation. Well, what if you did, you know, I mean, that's the thing too. What if you did club soda instead of Sprite in that space? You're talking about the school space. Now you're talking about, I don't know, 19 grams of sugar is still a fair amount.
Yeah, but comparative to what's in the market and they're going out and getting anyway.
Right.
That's really not that much if you really think about it. So I'd be very interested in this one particularly. Because when I tell my kids that I drink sour gummy soda, they're going to
try that without the cream first.
I can see it. It's that like aftertaste of the sour gummy. Like when it like starts, like you chew it up and you kind of like that sourness is fading-ish type flavor. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Now, again, perfect honesty. That sour gummy is a product we've seen take off in the energy space big time, where they're using the energy base. You know, maybe it's a Red Bull, or quite frankly, everyone's got their own energy now. And this is one that's exceptionally popular now under that space. But I did want to try it today in this one.
Interesting. It's not as sweet as you would like all together. I figured it'd be a lot sugary, like a lot sweeter flavor. Like, I think the blue raspberry is the sweetest.
It is.
Versus, you know, when you would think sour gummy worms, super sweet, but it doesn't.
It has the sweet and sour, right? So, I mean, I definitely taste some of that sour.
Yeah. So, afterwards. You know, now we can kind of actually sit down and chat a little bit. What, you know, when you're going out.
Yeah.
Are people looking for this? Are they, you know, is it a natural sell? Is it, you know, finding new stuff? Or is it kind of a lot of current, you know, partners out there and they're saying, hey, what's trending? What's new? Or we are trending. How can you help us, you know, kind of from a sales side?
Yeah, I think it's really what I see the most of when you get out of those top chains, right? So when you get out of the really big ones, I'll just keep using it, the Starbucks or the McDonald's of the world or whatever. Those are the ones that are setting a lot of our beverage trends.
Okay.
And you see folks that want to compete in that space and do it differently and better, quite frankly, a lot of times, but they're going to take advantage of the trends that they are already setting. So I'll give you a really real example. There's a chain down in Texas that we just launched three summer LTOs with. It's a drive-through coffee chain out of San Antonio. And a great customer on the grind. I'll just go ahead and give them a little bit of plug here too. And they just launched, you know, three of our items to do summer LTO. And how they came about was really just doing this kind of a session where it's like, hey, here's some things that we're seeing. Here's some things, quite frankly, other companies are using. Okay. So what I'll say a lot of times is like, do you see what Starbucks is doing, for instance? And it's a funny one because I'm very cautious when I talk about that in sales presentations, because you don't want to necessarily come across as like, well, Starbucks is doing it, so you should do it, because like your concept's different,
right?
And you have a competitive difference, and so you need to leverage that as well. But at the same time, Starbucks has a lot of resources, a lot of not just themselves, but companies coming in, giving them all this trend information and everything, and they're kind of helping set some of those trends. So I do like to share those things, particularly when customers respond. So in this case, they were like, oh my gosh, like, we're not trying to invent the industry
right
here. We're trying to take advantage, do it a little bit differently and get our own spin on it. But we want to know what the next thing is.
Right.
And if so that's what I try to do, is just really say, hey, here's what we're seeing as some of the next trends here, where we see a gap in your menu today. Here's, you know, if you're trying to get to, you said earlier, like Gen Z, maybe they're trying to attract a younger client, you know, or younger customer base, which I think everybody is, right? It's like, how do you do that? And we talked about some of those things. We talked about texture earlier, right? So here's a way you can incorporate texture, mouthfeel, and an eating experience while you drink. I always talk about the colors. Look at what we've got.
My kids see any of this. My daughter sees this pink.
Yeah.
She's going to go nuts. My son sees a blue. He's going to go nuts. And then even back to the boba, you've got a beautiful green. You've got the white. You've got the purple. It's kind of that fully, you see that and you're like, I want that, because it's like, what is in there?
Yeah. And you know, same thing with energy. And then just, you know, for the dirty soda trend that we're seeing now, it's taking something that's kind of already been out there that they already have in their pantry. So, you know, you like talk about, you know, small pantry, big menu in a lot of these. What can we use? And the versatility of some of these products. And that's, again, I was pushing the DVG, the Da Vinci Gourmet Sweet Cream, because it's unique, but also it's mine. But really, you can add any cream component you want. And all of those folks have some sort of a dairy component.
Right.
So, and it's something different. And it's upcharged. So what does every business want to do, right? They want to make more money, increase traffic, attract new customers. These are all the things everyone's trying to do. Well, this is how you do it. And beverages, which is why I love selling beverages, and I love sitting down and talking to you about it, because we have some food items too that we're not talking about, but it's because that's where the growth is. That's where the margin is for us, for distributors in our industry, for the whole chain.
Right.
So everyone should, it should matter to folks to keep, you know, an updated beverage menu, to try different things that are on trend. And you know, you see so many customer experiences predicated upon limited time offerings. So how willing would you be to try something if it was an LTO or a limited time offering, right? And the answer is, it's like 65% of people will try something if it's an LTO.
Right.
And part of that's marketing, but part of it is like, hey, it's this new seasonal thing.
Right.
And that's a great way to incorporate things into your menu too, and to keep things fresh.
No, I absolutely love it. And I think this year has been a lot on, I've had a lot of beverage on this year. I think it
Okay.
is one of those trending
Yeah.
topics as a whole, right? Both in the good for you, but also in this section too. I think there's room for everybody. And this has just been a big piece. And I think that's why I wanted to focus on it today, was to show some of the versatility. What are the trends out there? And hopefully, you know, if you're watching, you can take some of this, you know, some of these ideas, even, you know, with between using a couple types of boba. And again, I'm, you know, all about the tapioca type pearl, but we tried it in the two other flavors. I like the popping better. I think it just complemented
Yep.
the flavor better than just chewing the pearl, you know. And then we jump over to something like a dirty soda, which I had never even heard of. Obviously, you know, normal Italian soda you hear, but
Sure. Yeah.
dirty soda, I'm like, I've never heard of that. But it's trending,
It's
right?
trending.
So it's trying to stay attuned, and you guys have the folks and the customers that also, I think, you're playing back and forth to keep up with those trends and potentially, like you said, help set trends. If folks want to learn more about what you guys do, what's available, what's the best way to get a hold of you or to contact?
Yeah, so and this is something I could probably share with you, and then maybe we could
Yeah, we'll put it in the
put
show
a
notes for
perfect.
sure.
So we'll put that there. Basically, I mean, we're trying to build our social media presence through Instagram. You know, we've got a YouTube page, which is really cool. I'm always shocked at the number of recipe ideas, videos, and then we use QR codes for everything. So you know, specifically, we'll put in the show notes, but I would say, you know, follow us on Instagram, follow you know, Carry Food Service. You'll see Carry Brand sometimes, which is just our branded piece of food service. It's all basically the same. We are a direct sales force, which is a competitive, I like to think, a very nice competitive advantage for us as well. So we've got a local salesperson that'll be willing to stop by and help out wherever you are. Nationally, we've got salespeople everywhere. And this is the kind of stuff we love to do. Like, we love to come in, we love to show new products, but we love to talk about trends, menu ideas. Again, I always say, I don't sell a syrup. I'm not trying to sell anybody a prickly pear syrup. I'm trying to sell an idea here, right? Like, trying to sell an Italian soda, and then this is one of those, you know, ways that we can do that. So, yeah, or hit me up on LinkedIn, because I'm gonna be sharing this too, and
Of course.
when you get it out there. So.
And I have to back what you said. The customer service has been great. Anytime that I've reached out, the conversations we've had, what you do from a customer experience level, and again, I try to bring that up because not everybody does that or every company does that. But what I've gotten is, hey, I'm looking for something, or you're keeping that kind of on the back of the mind of something's new. Are you interested? Not
Yeah.
shoving it down their throat of there's something new and we have to get in, we have to show it to you.
Right.
It's like, do you think this is even a fit?
Right.
And letting the customer kind of give you that first nudge of yes or no, because again, sometimes it's just like, no, that's we're in another realm right now, and what's working is
Yep.
working. And then others are like, absolutely, like
Yep.
let's jump on this trend, let's get into our menus ASAP. So I just got to say thank you for
Oh, thank you.
all what you do and in the industry and Carry Foods as well. Again, I think you guys do a lot of cool stuff in this space. Anything else before we wrap up?
No, not too much. I would just thank you for having me on. You know, obviously, you having been a customer, and having sold you in the past, or you know, given you some of those things, you know, you've been great. Like, in whatever we do with this editing or whatever from here, but I just want to say this to you, whether it's on video or not, but I think this is really cool what you're doing, Jeff. Like, I've known you for a while now, and we've had some cool stories and different things professionally. But I think just this is a really neat platform that you're putting together. And I love that you had me on where you can mix drinks, weren't just chatting, although certainly we've done plenty of that too. So this is great. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep it
Thank you.
up. And that's it.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And if you're watching, we're now on Spotify. You can watch it on Spotify as well as YouTube. But we want to get to more of these type things where we're in the kitchen, we're concocting new ideas, different foods. Yep. So if there's something you want to see, learn about, let me know. If there's somebody to talk to, chat through with a specific topic, I'd love to bring them on, get them into the kitchen studio so we can chat through and cook at the same time. I'm more comfortable when I get a cook and be in a kitchen versus just some. It's different to see it, taste it, than it is to just talk about trends. So this has been great. So thanks everybody for watching. But until next time, we'll catch you on the sunny side.
HospitalityChain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, HospitalityChain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace.